We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Utah has taken the lead with 3:24 left in the third quarter. It is 42-41 Utes over the LSU Lady Tigers. I'm Steve Geller along with Jeff Nowak here on WWL Friday Edition. And I was all getting excited for our show today, Jeff, because we are talking about mock drafts. And you know there's nothing better than completely speculating on what a team is going to do and probably being totally wrong about it.
Yeah. There's nothing. I think it's like the lowest success rate for anything people get like super excited about. You know, it's like if you were a weatherman, but you only got to write like once a month. That's what it is. But yeah, we both did mocks. Again, this is kind of poaching off of an Inside Black and Gold segment. If you are listening and you haven't subscribed to that, please do. Or if you do listen and you want to leave a rating, I always like ratings and reviews, so if you could do that as well, that would be great. But yeah, so Steve, why don't you tell us, you know, who was your pick in the first round and why did you make it?
Yeah, this one kind of messed me up, this mock draft, just for the simple fact that when it got to pick number 29, a running back in Bijan Robinson out of Texas was on the board, and as much as I kicked it around and thought about it, I just could not pass up on the talent that is Bijan. I consider him one of the top five players in this NFL draft. So to get a guy like that with your 29th overall pick, I'll say I raced up to the podium to select him, but it was kind of bothering to me later on, especially in the third round when I'm going through stuff and I'm seeing these other running back names that I would be interested in. But it's like, well, I've already made that move in the first round, so I'm definitely not picking another back there.
I guess my question is, so it's like, yeah, you're getting a top five talent or whatever, but so 28 other teams have passed on him.
Yeah.
So why are the Saints not passing on him for the same reason? That would be my question.
Okay.
Because clearly 28 teams, you know, it's not, you know, maybe in the top 10 you're talking like, yeah, they're not going to take a running back, but once you get into the teens, there's a reason he's not going.
Yeah, for me, I don't know why obviously the other teams passed on him, but with the Saints, I grabbed him just because it is still a need on this squad with the signing of Jamal Williams, and you do have obviously Alvin Kamara. We don't know what's going to happen with his court case. There's still going to be a lot to resolve over there of what kind of suspension, how long that would be for Kamara. And I just think Bijan could come in and be a key piece right away for this team when a Kamara is forced to miss that time, and you don't have much drop-off with a Jamal Williams in the mix and a Bijan while AK's sitting out, and just, yeah, more weapons for a guy like Derek Carr. That was definitely my main attraction, is trying to, you know, surround the new quarterback with as many new pieces as possible.
See, I think to me the only way you're taking Bijan is if you get to the podium and all of the players you had a first-round grade on are not on the board, right? You understand what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, yeah.
Like, if you have all of these, if you have 20 players with a first-round grade and all 20 of them are off the board by the time you get there, and so you have a choice of taking the top running back who is by far the best running back, and it's a luxury pick, but it's at least a success pick because you know that he has a very high floor and you take it. But if you have, like, if you had a first-round grade on a guy – and he's there, like in Osiris Torrance.
That's exactly what I was going to say. That was the one that I was kind of going back and forth with because I do feel the interior of that Saints offensive line is a key position that needs to be addressed. And I didn't at all, even in the second or third round following in this particular mock draft. But yeah, Osiris Torrance ends up going two picks later, 31 in my mock to the Kansas City Chiefs.
He was my pick in my mock draft. And
at 29.
Yeah, I think if he's on the board, he makes a lot of sense.
Definitely.
And, you know, you look at the Saints offensive line and the way they've built it has been in the first round of drafts, right? The only second round pick, the only pick outside the first round in that starting line, which includes Ryan Ramczyk, Cesar Ruiz, Trevor Penning, you know, I expect him to start over James Hurst if he's healthy, and then Eric McCoy, right? And Andres Pete, if I didn't say him already. The only non-first round pick is Eric McCoy, and he was a second round pick, and you traded up in the second round, and it was the 2019 season when you didn't have a first. So it was still your first pick in that draft. So they clearly value their offensive line as a first round asset. And you look at it and on paper, you're set. If everyone's healthy and out there, great. But I don't think you're past the point now where you can say, we're going to just hope Andres Pete can get through an entire season. It's just not like if you're betting on that, then that's on you.
No, I think that's kind of like a Teron Armstead where you didn't expect it to him to make it a full season either.
And as much as I like Calvin Throckmorton and Storm Norton, great name. I want better depth. I want a guy that if Andres Pete goes out, you feel like, okay, he might even be an upgrade. Like, he's a guy who's learning, and he might not be ready yet, but you are at least not doubting the just kind of, like, natural ability of what he can do. And I think that's going to be important for this team because they've been decimated by injuries on the offensive line the last few years. 2 years ago, they played half the season without either starting tackle. This year, your first-round left tackle didn't get out there. Andres Pete got hurt, right? Cesar Ruiz got hurt. Eric McCoy got hurt. You got to have people that can step in. You have to have replacement-level players. And so that's why I think Osiris Torrance makes a lot of sense. And I think it would annoy people. I really do. Because whenever an interior lineman gets picked in the first round, she's like, yeah, it's so boring. But it's important for a reason.
Yeah, to protect that quarterback a little bit. But, yeah, you're right, though, that when you don't have that – I guess, quote unquote, you know, skill position guy like a receiver or corner, someone that's going to, you know, fill the stat line. It's not as sexy of as a pick.
Speaking of sexy picks, Steve went all sexy in this mock draft.
You know what? I will bring up real quick before we go to the sexiness.
You're
going to
make me fall off of that.
Sorry, but I just thought it was funny. In both of our mocks, separately done, the computer doing the simulation with the, you know, pick number 8, the Atlanta Falcons on both of us.
Levis,
yeah, they both went after a quarterback and both taking Levis.
The quarterbacks, we can mention this before we go on, even though I had a great segue and he ruined it.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Buzzkill.
Yeah. In both mock drafts, the quarterbacks went exactly the same way. The Panthers at the top took Bryce Young. Then the Texans took C.J. Stroud. I've been saying it for a while. I think that's backwards. I think C.J. Stroud is the best quarterback in this draft. I'm not going to bet a first round, the number one overall pick on a guy who's 5'10 or whatever he is. I just don't like, I can't do it. I get it. He's a great thrower of the football. I think CJ Stroud is a better pure prospect. Then at number 4, the Colts take Anthony Richardson. And as Steve mentioned, at number 8 in both mock drafts, the Falcons take Will Levis.
That was so odd to me.
Yeah. I mean, if they love Will Levis, I think it would make more sense for the Falcons to try to go get Anthony Richardson just because of the way Arthur Smith runs his offense, right? They brought in Marcus Mariota, and you saw how they operated. He was basically a running back. And if I think Anthony Richardson make a whole lot of sense if that's how you want to run your offense. But can we move on now?
Yeah, we can. Yes, you are permitted.
All right. So round 2, Steve just went all offense on his first 2 picks. Josh Downs, wide receiver, North Carolina. Why?
Looking at the board and what was there for me at the moment, you had a Josh Downs. There was even a Keon White I was tempted with for an edge rusher. Mm-hmm. A Darnell Washington, the tight end out of Georgia.
Who's climbed up a lot since we did this the first time.
But for me, you know what? I said, screw it. I'm going with more talent around Derek Carr. I want speed. Let's get some burners. More burners on this offense. And Josh Downs, I know he's really small, undersized guy, but to me, what he's capable of doing in space with that that speed factor that ends up, you know, being a killer, I would think would be a phenomenal pairing with a guy like Michael Thomas and Chris Olave. And you put in the mix, too, Rashid Shaheed, so you're not trying to put too much on a Shaheed as when he's being primarily your return guy.
Yeah, and if you're wondering about the value there, in the mock draft that I did, he actually went 28 right before the Saints picked at 29. So, I mean, in the sense that he does make sense to take in that range, he definitely does. That is definitely true. As I mentioned before, I took Isaiah Foskey in the second round, the edge rusher out of Notre Dame. I think he makes a lot of sense. And now that you've kind of shored up the interior line, I would really like to upgrade and kind of fill that gap that is left by Marcus Davenport, because that is a lot of snaps that you're going to have to fill, right? You need a rotation there. So that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, and you mentioned, obviously, the Saints picking at number 40 in the second round. You had Foskey, and he ended up going at 49 in my draft to the Steelers.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think we're in a good range here.
Yeah.
And so let's go through these last two quickly. At the number 71 pick, you went with a familiar name in Eli Ricks, cornerback out of Alabama. So, like, this was, if you had to name this draft, this would be the luxury pick draft, because every pick you have made,
I would agree with that, right?
A luxury pick.
Yeah, and it was something that I figured that there wasn't the interior defensive lineman that I wanted on the board right here. There was even the offense either. There was no guard that I was particularly fond of, and ended up addressing the cornerback position, just figuring, you know, you can't go wrong with cover guys. And I think that, you know, Ricks has the length and, you know, good cover ability, the speed as well, even though he has been limited in college ball.
Yeah, and LSU fans will remember Eli Ricks. Obviously, he transferred to Alabama. And I think LSU did a pretty good job of crashing his draft stock in that matchup.
Absolutely, he got
toasted in that game. But yeah, so I kind of went a similar route as Steve with this last pick. And this is a guy I watched a lot at the Senior Bowl, and he really impressed me. It's Nathaniel Dell, the wide receiver out of Houston. He goes by Tank. So Tank Dell, just a perfect, just archetype slot receiver, a guy who makes a whole lot of sense. Reminds me a little bit of Amon-Ra St. Brown, a guy who was really high on when he came out of USC a couple years ago. He's with the Lions now. You know, he's just a guy that gets open. Like, he has great footwork. He has great short area quickness. He's just able to create space in tight areas, and so he'll be a red zone weapon. He can return kicks if you need it. He returned kicks at Houston. So I just think he makes a lot of sense, and I think for the Saints, you brought back Mike Thomas, and that's great. You know, he has all these incentives in his deal, and if he hits those, fantastic. That's a good thing, as you have too many wide receivers. But I think this is a pick that you make kind of like projecting, like, okay, what if it doesn't work out? Well, then you can move on next year with this really strong core of Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, and Tank Dell. So he was my pick at number 71.
We're definitely getting down to crunch time here, Jeff, in the women's Sweet 16 matchup between LSU and Utah. 8:20 left in the game, and LSU up by one, 48-47. We'll be right back with more on WWL. Sorry, just checking out the scoreboard here. Utah moving it down the court. I'm Steve Geller, along with Jeff Nowak and Charlie Long. Back with more sports talk after the break here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.